earth, sky.
Homicide moves through a community like an infectious disease. That's according to a study published in the journal Justice Quarterly in late 2012.
The researchers say their findings could help police track and even prevent murders. Using Newark, New Jersey as a pilot case, researchers from Michigan State University's School of Criminal Justice applied public health tracking methods to the city's more than 2,000 homicides between the years 1982 and 2008.
They found the killings weren't randomly located. Instead, they followed a pattern, evolving from the city's center and moving southward and westward over time. Influenza spreads to susceptible groups in a certain pattern. For example, children and the elderly are affected soonest.
Much like a flu, homicide clusters in Newark, often fueled by gangs and guns, spread first to certain areas. The cases studied here tended to affect mostly poor people and ethnic minorities first.
These researchers suggest that using analytic software from the field of medical geography eventually might help police identify emerging crime hotspots.
The researchers also identified areas of Newark that had no homicide clusters during the study's time frame. They want to learn why those communities are more resistant. Today's program was made possible in part by our friends at Futurity.org. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at EarthSky.org.